Hello, welcome to the Sales Technology Training Program. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. Great, got a lot of great information to help you in particularly around the area of scheduling appointments online. And as we go through the call today, I'm going to share a lot of tips and strategies that will help you to get into action to book more appointments. Because technology is a great tool that can help you to be able to roll more people and do it in a systematic way so you can book more appointments and talk to more people. And that's a great mindset to have around technology, which is leveraging technology tools, which are going to help get into action to reach more people. And a couple of announcements before we get started. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email, the note, copy of the notes from today's call. Or a question or to share a win, you can email me at rickc@ericloffholm.com. R-I-C-K-C at ericloffholm.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call is out in our group. We have a Facebook group. You can go out there and participate. You'll find the link in the email message I sent out. I also recommend that you add that page to your favorites. And if you're not sure how to do that, when you go out to Facebook, look over on the left-hand side, look for your groups there. If you don't see it appearing right on the homepage there, hover over where groups is on the right-hand side, and it will say more. Click there. That'll bring up a list of your groups. Find the group, hover over it, and then look for the pencil next to it. Click on that, and there's an option there to add to favorites. Do that, and it will now appear on your favorites on Facebook, which is on the top left corner of the page. And that'll make it quick and easy to navigate to the group. And while we're on the call today, we're going to have a goal of 40 comments. So we'll see how close we get to that. We've already got three out there. Tom Holtz is there and says, good afternoon, Rick and group. Roy Rasmussen is there and says, hi, everyone. We'll join you after join you on the call soon. He's got a meeting right now. And I posted a message. So you can join me out there and post a message. And we'll create some interaction. Now, by the way, if you click on the link for the Facebook group and you get a message, an error message, or it says you can't access the group, it's probably because the group is set up as a secret group. And in order for me to add you, we need to be friends on Facebook. And so the way to do that is to click on the link in the email and go to facebook.com/RickSCooper, add me as a friend, then send me a private message to ask me to add you to the group, and then I can add you in. By the way, you can also access the audio recordings from our calls out on our membership page, and you'll find that link in the email, and I'll give it to you right now as well. You can just go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/sales-technology-archives, and that will take you straight to the page where you can get access to those. You can download those audio MP3 files on your computer and listen to them. Now, the Sales Technology Training Program is a 90-day program, and it's designed to help you implement systems to generate leads and earn sales online. There are 12 modules of content. One other thing I wanted to let you know about is that we have a special bonus webinar series that you get as part of this program, and that is a live webinar series on social media marketing, and that's starting tomorrow, March 5th. And it'll go on March 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. It's on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time. I included the link to register for that webinar series in the email, so I encourage you to go out there and do that. I'll also post, in fact, let me just do this right now. I'll do it a little bit later. I'll set it up as an event and then invite you to it. In fact, I might have already done that. I'll just double check on that. But in fact, what I'll do, I'll just share the link right in the post here. So social media marketing webinar series starts March 5th, and I'll include the link, and that way you can find it right on the thread in the group, and then you can click there and register for it. Very good. So let's go ahead and dive right into our topic for today. Today we're going to be talking about appointment scheduling tools and CRM systems for follow-up. So we're going to talk a little bit about the process of appointment setting first, what is an appointment, what type of appointments can you make, and then we'll talk about the technology aspect of how to use technology as a way to book appointments. So first of all, Eric Laufholm teaches that there are three key systems in your business: lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. So today we're going to talk about appointments. What is an appointment? Well, an appointment really is any opportunity that you have to share a message about your business or about your products or services with a potential customer. So there are all sorts of different types of appointments, and I'm going to give you a list of them here in a moment, and you'll also find that list in your notes. So why would you want to set appointments? Well, an appointment really is an opportunity to generate a sale. It's an opportunity to connect with a prospective customer or client, talk with them, in some cases to identify needs, although that doesn't always happen depending on the type of appointment that you set, and then to make a specific offer and then have a call to action. So let me share some tips to set appointments, and then we'll talk about types of appointments. Some different ways that you can set appointments so that you can pick up the phone and call people. So you talk to them, and then you would invite them to schedule an appointment with you. And, you know, you have to be able to demonstrate value for someone to want to be on an appointment with you. So you've got to give them a reason why they would want to talk to you. And it's not just an opportunity to sell your products and services. You need to be able to create some value for them during the appointment. Another tip is to send out email messages. So you can use email marketing, or you could just send a one-on-one message with somebody and encourage them to connect with you. You can also post a message on social media. One of my clients, Carol Smith, posted a message on Twitter one day, and she encouraged people to contact her for a consultation on how to leverage LinkedIn. And so she had numerous people contacting her as a result of that. Now, one thing about posting messages on social media, and in particular on Twitter, you're going to have to post the message a couple times. So, but don't post it too quickly. So on Twitter, you could probably post it like every 3 or 4 days. If you're posting something out on Facebook, or maybe, let's say Facebook, it's probably going to be more likely once per week that you'd want to post a message like that. And do that for a couple weeks, and then you could stop for a while, and then come up with a different message to share, a different opportunity to set an appointment. Now, obviously, if you're talking to somebody over the phone, then you can simply ask them to schedule the appointment, and then you could talk about a specific time, and you could negotiate a date and time to talk to them. If you're doing this through social media, you could message back and forth to them and use that as an opportunity to schedule an appointment. And you could propose a few dates, and they might come back and suggest something else, and you can check your calendar, and then you can book that. If you're doing email, then the communication is a little bit slower. You're going to send a message. They're going to send a message back. You're going to send a message. This might take a couple days before you get anything nailed down. And sometimes during the lag time, you might actually book that time to where by the time they do respond back, then the time slot is already filled. So sending messages out through email like that can be a little bit challenging. Okay, types of appointments. Let's run through a list here. I encourage you to jot these down in your notes. And if you're listening in on the call today, I encourage you to share these out in the Facebook group. So go ahead and type these in and share them. So one type of appointment is a phone appointment. So you can have an appointment with a person over the phone. And I do a lot of calls one-on-one with people where I talk to them and have a conversation, identify needs, share one of my products or services, and then ask for them to take advantage of the opportunity. So a phone appointment is a great opportunity. And even in this day of all sorts of different technology tools out there, I think phone appointments are one of the best ways that you can build trust and rapport with people and encourage them to want to work with you. Another type of appointment is an in-person appointment. Some people like getting together with people one-on-one, and that can be a great way that you can develop trust and rapport with people, just getting together. Oftentimes people get together at a coffee shop. I've done plenty of coffee shop meetings where I just sat down with somebody and had a conversation. Again, there's nothing like meeting in person for developing a lot of trust and rapport with people. Another type of presentation is a presentation to a group. and in particular where you get up in front of a group and speak. So think about that. What kind of, do you have any speaking opportunities? You might have an opportunity to be able to talk to people and, go out and speak to a group, and then you might be able to offer a specific product or service. Now, it could be that the group that you go to speak to doesn't allow you to sell from the front of the room. And if that's the case, then you need some other strategy, for instance, like a lead generation strategy. So you would generate leads, and then you would follow up on the leads. So that's still great, to be able to get leads and then follow up on them. You can have individual conversations with people and follow up to schedule an appointment. In fact, you might even just pre-frame the conversation when you're speaking to the group and let them know that you offer something like a 30-minute discovery session where you're going to talk with them and just talk about the benefits. And then you could, a little bit later, invite them to contact you or, share some type of a free offer, have them submit a form or write something on a business card and hand them forward. And now you have leads that you can follow up on. Another type of appointment is a teleseminar. So you could host a teleseminar. And a teleseminar just simply is it's a meeting with multiple people over the phone. So another name for a teleseminar is a conference call. So typically you're using a conference bridge line for that particular strategy. And so it's a great way to present. People join in on the call. They can hear you speaking. In some cases, you can open up the line. But in most cases, it's probably just going to be you speaking on the call. You could even have a guest on a call. You could even interview them. There's a lot of different ways that you could use teleseminars or conference calls in your business. You might want to think about the opportunity to do that. Now, you can also host webinars. So webinar is similar to a teleseminar, but it also has a video component. It gives people an opportunity to see information that you're sharing. You can create a set of PowerPoint slides. You can show them on the screen, and then you can talk. Another strategy to have an appointment is a Google Hangout. And I've been doing a lot of Google Hangouts lately. I've done about 5 in the last week, and I have more scheduled. And, a Google Hangout essentially is a video chat, which is another type of presentation. Google Hangouts aren't the only ones. There are other video chat services that are available out there. Not all are created equal. In fact, I've had a few challenges in doing the Google Hangouts. What I'm finding is the audio quality is not so good at times. The audio gets a little bit choppy. So I'm using them as opportunities basically to kind of do a touch point with people, have a quick conversation. What's great about it is in addition to talking, then we can also see each other on video. So it's more personable than just strictly having a phone call. I'm not sure how effective ultimately it's going to be as a presentation, although there are one-on-one video chats, and then there are called what's called Hangouts on Air, a Hangout on Air. And it's a little bit different structure, and I'm going to be experimenting with that one as well. But we'll be talking about Google Hangouts more in the program in a later module, so we'll get into more detail about it. But just know that a Google Hangout is another type of appointment that you can do. You can also do a web meeting. And so similar to a web meeting typically it would just be you one-on-one with another person or maybe you with several people, like from a company. So you might be presenting to the leaders of a company. And so you could set up a web meeting and you could go through a set of PowerPoint slides. There might even be the opportunity to do some video chat in that format as well. Another type of appointment is an online video. And unlike the others, with an online video, then you don't actually have to be available for the appointment. And so that's a great way to create leverage because most of the strategies I've shared with you so far, all of them, involve you being available live for the appointment. And so if you can create an online video and post it online, then it gives you the opportunity to share a message, to make an offer, and to have a call to action. And you can do that in a way where you don't have to be available for it. And so that saves a lot of time and effort. You can also have a recorded teleseminar or a webinar. And there's a lot of different ways to deliver this. One of the simplest ways is just to put, you know, put a recording up available on the internet so people can right-click and download. They could save it and listen to it. You might be able to embed a player onto a web page where they could just click and listen to it while they're on the web page. You could also have a recorded webinar. So again, a webinar recording would be a video format. You'd have both audio and video. People can listen to it. There are actually tools, systems that can be used to pre-record or take a recorded video from a webinar and then post that online so that people can participate live on it, or at least watch it live as if it were happening right then. But in fact, it's actually a recording that's playing. So we're going to open up for questions here in a few minutes. So let's just pop out in the group, and we'll see who's posting out there. In fact, let me just do a check to see who else has joined us. Got quite a few other people have joined us on the call today. I'm just checking in on the list here, and I think Brian Hearn is here, Les Jarvila, Real Cook, C.J. Jones, Alan Murphy, Judy Flannery, and let me see here. I think one more. Sandy Ireland is here on the line. And the technology that I'm using for my teleseminars allows me to figure that out. So, even with a simple technology like a teleseminar, you might have the capability to know actually who is listening in. So I want to encourage each one of you to go out to the Facebook group and post a message to, first of all, say hello, but also share your takeaways as we're going through the call today. And then if you have any questions, you can post it out there. Also, if you have any wins or successes, I encourage you to share those as well. Our goal for today is 40 comments. We're up to 4. So you guys are running a little bit short right now. So now's the time to get into action. Go out to the Facebook group and post a message there and share share your takeaways, share your tips if you have any related to setting appointments, share some best practices, and also share your questions. So I'm going to come back here in a few minutes, and hopefully we've got a couple more messages that are out there. Now, how do you leverage technology to schedule a one-on-one appointment? Good question. Well, there's all sorts of ways that you can do it. And so I'm going to run through some examples of ways that you can do it. So, for example, sending out an email message, that's a way to leverage technology. And I use this strategy all the time. And I just used this strategy last week, in fact. I sent out an email message, and I encouraged people to contact me to schedule an appointment with me for a Google Hangout. And I was talking about this earlier where I did these Google Hangouts. So I used email to schedule those. Now, the call to action in that was actually to have them email me. So oftentimes when I send out an email to book appointments, I will just have people either reply back or send me a message, and I'll give them a kind of a keyword to put into the subject line so I can look out for it. And then that always generates a response, and I get people responding back to me. Now, one of the things I want to tell you about email marketing is that you have to train your audience. You have to train your audience or train your list. See, if you're not in the habit of doing this, the first time you do it, you're probably not going to get that much of a response, because people don't always they tend to be more responsive that they tend to be responsive with. And so if they're used to responding to you, if they're used to contacting you, then that increases the likelihood that they'll contact you in the future. So number one, if you're just starting the strategy out, don't expect a huge result. It may take some time to build up before people realize that you're serious about communicating with them, serious about hearing from them, and also that they believe that you can create value for them. So the format for sending out an email to schedule appointments is pretty simple. It starts off with just talking about what it is that, you know, what is the topic that you want to talk to them about? You really have to get them hooked, you know, at the beginning of the email with on a specific idea or a specific topic. So in my email related to Google Hangouts, I talked about why, you know, why they should be interested in Google Hangouts. In fact, I'll pull up the email here just so I can run through it, because I think this would be beneficial to go through. Because here's the thing. If you haven't done a strategy to send out an email to book an appointment yet, it's probably because you don't understand how the strategy works. And if you knew how simple it was, you'd probably be doing this all the time. And usually, at least once a month, I'll send out an email to schedule appointments. And every time I send one out, I send out a message on a different topic. And so I rotate those over time, but I don't just do the same one over and over. So the subject line in this email said, chat with me on a Google Hangout, and then in parentheses, one-on-one. So sometimes when I do subject lines to schedule appointments, I will indicate a specific number of appointments that are available. I might say limited to the first 10 people that respond. So anytime you can create a little scarcity around it, and encourages people to take action more quickly. So then in the body of the email message, it says, have you ever been on a video chat before? They're pretty cool. I'm starting to do Google Hangouts now. I need to get some practice in. I'm looking for 10 people to do a Google Hangout with. This is for a one-on-one video chat, just you and me. See, I wanted to get over the fact that they might think that it was like a group hangout. So I wanted them to know this is a one-on-one meeting, just you and me. So we're going to have a conversation. And then I put, if you have a webcam and a Google account, then email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. So what I did there was I gave them a couple qualifications there. Okay, if you have a webcam, if you have a Google account, we're ready to roll. Send me an email. And then I said, put Hangout in the subject line. By the way, here are four reasons to use Google Hangouts. So after I'd already told them what to do and how to contact me, now I'm giving them some reasons. So I said, one, it's easier than you think. So I want to take away any fear that they might have around it. Number two, it's the wave of the future. So I'm giving them a little sense that, hey, they need to be doing this. Number three, it's free. Hey, that's the big benefit. You know, why not implement a free strategy? Number four, the younger generation is growing up with this technology and will have a competitive advantage over you. Yeah, nobody likes to be falling behind. So I'm giving them a reason to stay competitive. And then I put, here are three tips to get started. Because I always like to make have my emails deliver value. So even though this is an email to set appointments, I still want to add some value here. So the tips were, one, ask yourself if a phone call would be enhanced if you could see the other person on video. And, you know, there might be certain instances where you would benefit from that. Sometimes people who offer products, they could hold up the product and show it on video. Other times there might be some benefit to seeing the person's face, seeing their reactions to things. Number two, I put find out who uses Google Plus on a regular basis and start connecting with them there. Message them to suggest a hangout. So I'm giving a specific strategy talking about Google Plus. Of course, Google launched the Google Hangouts naturally, and they've integrated in with YouTube, which Google also owns. So it's kind of the pieces come together for this technology. And then I said, number three, just do it. In the end, there are many excuses and not to use video chat. Break through the excuses and take action. So I'm just really getting down to, you know, let's get it done. And then I also put a PS statement in there. I won't go into detail, but I just kind of repeated the call to action for there for people to contact me. So you can implement a similar strategy. It doesn't necessarily have to be specifically to do a Google Hangout, but I just want to get you thinking about what, you know, you could put into an email that would encourage people to contact you. And a really simple call to action. I'm not telling them to go out to a website or anywhere. I'm just saying simply to send me an email. So it makes it very easy. I always get a response when I do an email like that, and then I can follow up and then schedule the exact appointment with them. All right, let me pop out to Facebook for a minute and open up for questions here, but I just wanted to check in And, Tom is following up related to an email he sent. I saw it and haven't had a chance yet to respond back, Tom. So I'll get back to you to get that scheduled. I'm already booked almost a week out right now, so I'll get that to you, and then you can get it on your calendar. All right. Real says, sorry, Rick, I'm driving. Okay, no problem. I understand if you're driving, you wouldn't be able to message, so thanks for letting me know. No problem. All right. Let's talk about another type of technology tool that you can use to schedule one-on-one appointments. I use a service called TimeTrade. TimeTrade gives you the opportunity to create a link that people can click on, and then they can schedule an appointment online. Now, there's a couple things that are nice about it. And I've tried about five different services over the years, and TimeTrade is the best that I found. So it's definitely worth the investment. It's not too expensive. And I think I shared a story on a prior module about Jim Padilla. And Jim said TimeTrade was the best investment that he made in 2013 in his business, that he used to spend about 4 hours a day making phone calls to book appointments. And as soon as he got TimeTrade and started implementing it, it gave him the opportunity to start creating more leverage, because now he could send out emails and he was able to book appointments, and so he no longer had to make the phone calls to book the appointments, and that was a huge time saver. So if you're interested in TimeTrade, I can send you a link where you can go out and get more information about it. It's an affiliate link, so if you decide to sign up for it and purchase through that, I will give you an added bonus of doing a 20-minute one-on-one coaching session. We can do a web meeting, and I'll show you how to use it. I'll take you through the process and show you how to leverage it as a tool. Okay. So that really is an excellent tool. And there are other tools that are available. There's a tool, I'm trying to think of what it's called, it's really more of like a meeting planner, where it allows you to send out an invitation and schedule an appointment with multiple people, and allows you to like select from a couple different times. Works a little bit differently than TimeTrade. TimeTrade's great when you just need to schedule an appointment with one person, and you can have them go check your calendar and then pick a time and then go ahead and reserve it. So you definitely want to be making use of some kind of an online system. And that's not to say that you can't make the phone calls or do other strategies. Even if you're contacting somebody through social media, I'll do this oftentimes. They express interest, and I'll say, great, let's schedule an appointment. Here's a link. And then I'll just share a link and send it to them in a private message through Facebook, and they can click on that and then book the appointment with me. So that's a strategy that you can use as well. One other nice thing about TimeTrade is that you can create multiple appointments. And each appointment, you can set up different parameters or different settings. So you can actually select specific days of the week and times of the day for the appointments, and it could be different from one type of appointment to another appointment. You can create a custom landing page where when people click, it goes to a web page where it welcomes them, shares a few details, and then gives them the option to click to schedule the appointment with you. And the other nice thing about it is it will actually update your calendar, and we'll talk about calendars here in a moment. So how should you keep track of your appointments? So for some people, they're using, just a paper calendar or something like that to keep track of their appointments. This is great for somebody who's on the go, and so they need their calendar with them at all times. A lot of people these days are using a mobile device, and so they have their calendar on their phone. And by the way, a great tool that you can use for that is Google Calendar. So Google Calendar gives you the opportunity to sync up your mobile phone out to Google Calendar. You can go out and view what's on your calendar. You can add appointments or remove appointments, and it keeps everything in sync for you. So that can be a time saver. And for some others, they're actually using a CRM for their calendar. So if you're using a CRM, that might be a great tool. Years ago, I used a tool called ACT. And so ACT was a software on my computer and it had a calendar in there. And so I was able to schedule appointments. And one of the things I liked about that is that when I scheduled the appointment, it would include the name of the person that I was connecting with and or who I was going to be calling for the appointment. And within ACT, I could then click on that name, and it would bring up the record in the system. So I get a little reminder message to say, hey, the appointment's coming up. I would click it. I would have the appointment. I could go to their page. I could take notes there, all sorts of things that I could do. It was really slick set up. And, even if you're just using Google Calendar, it still allows you to capture quite a bit of information about the appointment and have that available at your fingertips, so it's handy. In my experience, it's also a good idea to, if you're doing a phone call, make sure that you write down the phone number, have it separately. Sometimes it takes a little while if you need to get access to your computer or something else, so I've just found that, printing it at some point and putting it down makes it easy to be able to follow up or to make the phone call. All right. Now, if you're using TimeTrade, by the way, TimeTrade will integrate in with a Google Calendar, and that's what I use. I have a Google Calendar, and then I have TimeTrade, and so when I set appointments, then it automatically, or when somebody sets an appointment with me, it automatically goes on my calendar. Now, I've heard in some cases that some people periodically have challenges with syncing. So you always want to, just double check and make sure. In fact, what I ask clients who book appointments is, after you book it, let me know what the date and time is so I can go back and confirm and make sure it's on my calendar. Because I have had instances on my part and also on somebody else's part that we got our signals crossed and had an issue with that time-wise. So just double check that you just want to be on the safe side in that case. So what calendar should you use? You might want to give that some thought at some point. It could be that over time you have to switch your calendar, which can be a little bit of a pain, particularly if you have appointments scheduled out for months or a year or more to make sure that you gather all that information and transfer it over into your new system. So what are the advantages and disadvantages of using a CRM calendar? Well, obviously, having your calendar all in one system can be very helpful. So that's a benefit, because then if you're using a CRM to contact people, then it might, give you the opportunity to just click, just like I did used to do with ACT, and have it take you directly into the record, whereas if you're doing that, say, through Google, then it's not going to have that. You could always copy and paste a link out to the page, but in most cases, it's probably going to be simple enough just to open up your CRM, type in the name, and then bring up the person's record, and then make updates as you're talking. Now, how and when should you follow up after booking an appointment? Good question. We'll get into that in just a moment after I check out in the Facebook group. So now's a great time to be posting in the group. Make sure you share your takeaways. What did you learn on the call today? And then also share any tips that you have. So what have you learned in terms of setting appointments? And I've got a few more ideas that I'll share in a few minutes, some additional best practices. Okay, let's see. Tom. All right, I already answered Tom's question. I'll follow up with you on that. And then CJ says, is this the place to post for the call? Yes, that's the place. And Tom confirms, yes. CJ says, yes, it looks like it is. TimeTrade is a wise investment on your part in your business. Please send the link. Rick. Okay, good. I will add a note to contact you about that, Carolyn. One moment. Yeah, and that's not like a huge referral fee or anything like that. I think they pay out $4 on a referral, so it's not a huge thing, but if I ever have a chance to monetize something, I definitely try to do that. So and then it allows me to create a little more value for you in the process too. And then CJ says, thanks, Tom. Okay, so continue posting messages out there if you have any questions. Also, if you have any successes that you want to share from the last week, feel free to share that as well. Is there anything in particular that you implemented from last week's call that you'd like to share with us? Last week we were talking about sales technology integration. So is there anything last week that you implemented in your business? All right, so let's talk a little bit about following up after booking an appointment. So one of the things I found is that it's a good idea to follow up or to confirm in advance of an appointment. Sometimes the person forgets. Sometimes you have a technology snafu and something happens, and so you know you're not aware of an appointment or the other person's not aware of an appointment. So it's always a good idea if you've got an appointment on your calendar, reach out to them 24 to 48 hours in advance and just confirm it. And you know, you can pick up the phone and call them. You can also send an email. You could also send them a private message on Facebook, for instance, and contact them that way. Just recognize not everybody is checking every method all the time. You know, some people tend to be on it, and you know, they'll be on top of their voicemail, their emails, and their social media, and then some people not so much. So what should you say when you call? Well, if you're calling to book an appointment or to follow up to confirm an appointment, then really it's just, you know, it'd be something like, hi, this is Rick Cooper. Just wanted to follow up with you. I see we've got an appointment coming up on Thursday at 2 p.m. I just wanted to check in and make sure that you're all set for that. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 916-248-5440. So that would be an example of a script right there. I just kind of pulled that off the top of my head. But, you know, that's a tool that you can use is use a script like that to make contact. And, you know, it could be sometimes that you are, you know, not contacting them in advance, and so they may have forgotten about it. Or something might come up. Sometimes people are away from their computers or away from their calendar, and they forget things. That can happen. Also, let's talk about some more follow-up tips. So one of the techniques that you can use as a reminder would be to send set up the event through your Google Calendar, and then it allows you to add a guest. So you can click over on the right-hand side when you're editing an event, and there's an option there where you can kind of fill in the information there about the event and then send it. So it's actually sending them a reminder. And then what's cool, too, is if they accept that, then they'll actually get a reminder prior to the call. So they might get a reminder like 10 minutes before it starts. And that's good. When you have, you know, their computer system reminding them, that's usually a good thing. All right, let's pop back over on the Facebook page. We've got about 40 minutes left, plenty of time for your questions. We've covered all of our content for today, so I need some questions to stimulate some further conversation here. And let me just go back and check out on the call again. I see that it looks like Brian's still here. Real is here, but driving. CJ's here. Alan Murphy, Sandy Ireland. Looks like Judy is back on. And let me see one other person. One moment. Looks like Solomi Mesgina is here today. Thanks for joining in on the call. So I encourage you to pop out into our Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program and go ahead and post a message out there. And let me pop back out there and see who else is posting. You know what, let me talk a little bit about goal setting around appointments. In fact, why don't we do a little bit of an exercise here. So I want to encourage you to post in the group and let me know what your goal is for setting appointments. Let's just make it a future goal. So, you know, why don't we make it for the month of March? So we're already the fourth day into March. Why don't you go ahead and set a goal for the number of appointments that you want to, that you would want to set for the month. It's hard to control the ones, you know, that you're actually going to have happen in the month, since sometimes when you're booking appointments, you book for future months. But why don't we just start and set a goal for how many that you want to schedule, whether it's this month or next month or whenever. So, You know, do you want to go with a really small number like 5? Do you want to get a little bit more ambitious and do maybe 10 or 15? Do you want to have 20? And keep in mind, 20 appointments per month comes out to roughly 5 appointments per week or 1 appointment per day. So one way to look at it would be to say, how many appointments do you want to be doing every day? I think, you know, most days I probably have anywhere from about 2 to 3 appointments with people. And then on top of that, I do training. And so some days I'll do 2, even 3 different training sessions. And then in between that, then I also provide done-for-you services for clients. So I'm building websites, I'm creating lead capture pages, I'm writing email messages, doing all sorts of things for clients. All right, let me do another refresh. We'll see who's posting. All right, I don't see any more messages. So since I'm not getting any messages in the Facebook group, that means I'm going to have to bring you directly on the line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the line and give you an opportunity to talk. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call on you one by one and bring you directly on the line and go ahead and encourage you to share your goal. So I'm going to call on you in the order that you called in on the call. So hang on just a moment. Let's see here. I'm going to start with Tom. I'm going to unmute your line, Tom. Tom, are you there?
Okay, my goal for the month is 20 appointments or a minimum of 1 per day on the average, keeping Friday or Saturday, Sunday open to kind of catch up if I miss a day. So 20 is the number for this month.
Perfect. Great job, Tom. Thanks for sharing. All right, let me put you back on mute here. Okay, the next person I think is Brian, but I could be wrong. It would be someone calling in from the 817 area code, so let me unmute your line. Is that you, Brian?
Expect to happen in the next week leading up to Bill Smartbooks at Austin and where?
Oh, what's that? Okay, I'm going to mute the line back. I'll go on to the next person. Actually, I'm going to skip over Real because I know Real is driving right now. So let me jump to CJ. CJ, are you there?
Hi, Rick.
Hey, thanks for being on the call today.
Yeah, you bet. I plan to set 10 to 12 appointments in March. I've got a lot of other things I'm developing, so I don't want to get too out of hand, but rather than doing 20, I'm going to do 10 to 12.
Perfect. Great. And are you thinking about using technology at all to help you book appointments?
I'm really considering Time Trade. That just sounds like a real slick thing to use.
Okay. Good. Excellent. Glad to hear it. Perfect. All right. I'll follow up with more details on that.
Great.
All right. And let me go ahead and mute your line back. And the next person I have coming up, I'll give you the next 3 that I'll call upon here, Alan, Sandy, and Judy. So I'm going to bring up Alan right now. One moment. Alan, are you there? Are you there, Alan? Alan may have stepped away. Okay. I'm going to put Alan's line back on mute and move on to Sandy. So Sandy Ireland, are you there?
Hi, Rick. This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm great. I am signed up for this because I'm just launching a coaching business, and I'm still developing it, so I'm really not marketing myself. I mean, I'm not getting out there to get more clients. I have 2 that I'm working with right now that I'm just kind of cutting my teeth on, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not ready, you know, to be making appointments yet. I have more materials I need to put together and products, and got my website done and all that, and I'm trying to get to Facebook and start blogging. But I signed up because I wanted to hear all of this.
That
when I'm ready, you know, I have some tools.
Okay, good. Excellent. Well, you know, and it could be that, you know, one strategy that you could do an appointment not to enroll clients, but just an appointment to check in with people. Just think of a way that you could create value for people and have a conversation that would help to build trust and rapport, and that might open some doors and opportunities later on down the line. So, you know, if you have available time, even if you booked, you know, had a goal of booking 5 appointments with people just to have a conversation with them, there might be some value in doing that.
Okay.
So that's something to consider.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing, Sandy.
Yeah, and I'm driving too. That's why I haven't posted.
Okay. All right. No problem. I understand that. All right. Thanks. All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Moving on. One moment. Okay. There we go. All right. So I'm going to bring Judy on next. So I have Judy, and then I have Salome, and looks like we've got another person joining in. Hang on just a second. And let me see if I can figure out who it is. Looks like I think it's Angie. So let me make a quick note here. I have to do my sleuthing to figure out who's on the call. So let me make a note. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to bring Judy on now. Judy, are you there? That would be you, Judy Flannery. All right, I can hear you.
Yeah, I had it muted and didn't realize it.
Oh, no problem. All right, do you have a goal for appointments?
Well, I teach classes for my business, so I'm going to set a goal of 5 classes for March.
And, okay.
As far as appointments, trying to contact people, you know, ahead of time to verify, it could be 20 people or so that I would be calling. But I don't know exactly how many appointments, but I'm just going to try to set a goal for 5 classes and look for 10 people per class.
Oh, 10 people per class?
Yes.
Okay, and then is this a free class or a paid class?
It's a free class.
Free, and then are you selling anything during the class?
Yes.
Okay, great, excellent. So that would definitely count. That would be, so if you're hosting those, then that would be 5 classes, which would constitute 5 appointments for the month of March. Perfect.
Okay, and then make appointments by just calling people to confirm if they are going to be able to make the class.
Yeah, there's multiple ways you could let people know about it. You could send an email, you could create a Facebook event and then invite people to it. You could pick up the phone and call people. You could ask a joint venture partner to invite people. There's all sorts of ways that you can get the word out about your classes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let me mute your line back out. And next I have Salome. So let me go ahead and bring you on the line. One moment. There we are. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Usually Tuesday is our training day. I have to skip today just to make sure I get in line. But I really appreciate that I'm using your tools.
Oh, good. Excellent.
I did the Facebook. I just did the first training, and I'm trying to get to your record. I could not get your recorded training because usually Tuesday, as I said, our training day, I could not get. But my goal is 10 appointments for March, and also I'm having a free seminar held in Wales class in March. So hopefully that will invite a lot of people. What we're doing right here. So, and I'm trying to work on more into Facebook and blog, so that's my goal for this. And I can't wait for your webinar class.
Oh, good. Excellent. Perfect. Great. And then so that free seminar, that's a live event that people come to?
Yes, in Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads. Also, we're planning to have that sometime probably in April through webinar. We have an access, we might bring this one in the webinar. We're not sure yet, but I'll advertise that. But it's in Hampton Roads that we're going to have Hilton Wells seminars.
Okay, perfect. Great. Glad to hear it. All right, very good. So let me put you back on mute here. And the last person I have here is Angie. So let me unmute your line. Angie, are you there?
Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you doing, Angie?
I'm great. I got on a little late, so I apologize. But as far as appointments for goals, I'm looking to do at least 12 for the month, for 20 touches and 2 appointments a week.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Great job. So are you thinking about leveraging technology as a way to do that too?
Yes, and I think you're the first to know that. It's just really a matter of finding, I guess, the best tool to pull them in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's just part about to creating that visibility and getting that message out in front of people. So,
correct.
Great job. Excellent. All right. Thanks for sharing, Angie. Let me go ahead and meet you back. Okay. There we go. All right. So, we've got about 7 minutes left on the call. Let me take the opportunity to go back over to the Facebook page, see if we have any other posts that are out there. And our goal again for today is 40 comments. I think we're going to come up a little bit short, but let's see where we are. 13 comments. Okay, we're a bit shy, but I'm glad we had some opportunity for live participation on the call today and have people, you know, share some of the commitments that we're working on. CJ shared her goal out in the group of 10 to 12 appointments. Angie says, Rick, opening line to share goals. Tom says, my goal is 20 appointments for March. Awesome. Let me see if I can pull out a few more words of wisdom before we wrap up. Let me just talk about follow-up tips for a moment. Because, all right, so here's a couple things. What happens when you schedule an appointment with somebody and then you call them at the time of your appointment and they're a no-show? All right, so that happens, you know, occasionally. You know, it may happen all the time. So, you know, what are you going to do now? Well, number one, you have to keep track of who no-showed. So the first thing you need to do is you need a list of people who no-showed. So what I usually recommend in instances like this would be something like a spreadsheet. So you should have a no-show spreadsheet. Another thing you could do is actually to have an appointment spreadsheet. And then on your appointment spreadsheet, you list all of your appointments, and then you list whether the person showed up or not. And so you don't want to necessarily do this on your calendar because your calendar is not the best place to keep track of this information. It's not easy to go through and find it. You want a quick way to go through and identify, you know, who was on the appointments and who wasn't, because you need to know who the people are to follow up with, because out of sight is out of mind. If you make the call, they're not there, chances are you might forget and now you're not going to follow up. So you've got to have systems in place to help you keep track of who to follow up with. Now, what happens with those who no-show? Well, obviously, the natural conclusion is we should probably reschedule, right? So if they don't show up, then you need to follow up. So one quick thing to do is that you could send out an email message. Now, this is a great opportunity to be using a CRM. So I've mentioned before, one of the CRMs that I use is Zoho. Zoho has a free version of the account that you can set up and use. One of the nice things about Zoho is it has email templates. So you could have a no-show appointment email template. And keep in mind, you might be doing different types of appointments, and so you might need different templates for different purposes, or you might just have one general no-show email. And so what would happen is that when you make the call, I mean, first of all, when you make the call, leave a message and leave your phone number, because there is a chance that they might actually follow up and give you a call back. That sometimes happens. In fact, one of the things I found sometimes is when I make calls to people, there's an issue with the phone line, and so the phone rings directly through to voicemail. So that could be happening, is that you could be calling, and they're sitting there expecting your call, but then the call shoots over to voicemail. So for one, you know, one thing you could do is that you could pre-frame that in advance when you confirm the appointment. You might say, at the time of your appointment, I'll give you a phone call. In some cases, you know, the phone call might ring over to voicemail, so make sure that you, if you don't hear with me within 5 to 10 minutes after, you know, the top of the hour, or, you know, of our call, then make sure you check voicemail to see if there's a message from me. And then you could also say something like, you might also want to have Facebook open. because I'll send you a private message on Facebook if I'm not able to reach you. So you can let them know this in advance. So that's a good idea. And then, of course, at the time, you know, when you make the phone call, then go out and send them a Facebook message. And oftentimes, you know, people will get that faster than a voicemail or be easier for them to see. So it just depends on the person, depends on what technology tools they're using, depends on where they are in terms of how easy it is to reach them in different ways. So that's something to keep in mind. But, you know, I would say that probably, you know, after you leave the message or maybe 15 minutes after, you know, if you haven't heard from them by then, you might even, you know, by the way, make a second phone call to them and see if you can reach them, then follow up with an email and then send that no-show email. And it's going to just say something like, hey, hi, this is this is in a written format, but hi, tried to reach you for our appointment today at 2 p.m. and got your voicemail. I left a message and looks like something might have come up. So I wanted to encourage you to schedule an appointment back with me. You can contact me back at such and such, you know, phone number or reply back to this email, and we can schedule a time. Or if you're using TimeTrade, then you can include a link. Click here to reschedule your appointment. And be a way to do it. Now, also, I should say within TimeTrade, there is a capability to cancel an appointment. So you could go in and cancel an appointment and also give people an opportunity to reschedule. That's another way to do it. And that will take it off your calendar and then give them an opportunity to reschedule. But I just kind of like sending them a new link and then have them go book a new appointment, because I like to have the history of that of the old appointement on my calendar. So I know, oh, here's when we were going to connect, and for whatever reason, you know, they didn't. So that's another technique. So we've got about 1 minute left on the call. I'm going to go back out to the Facebook group for one final check-in here. CJ said, we didn't do so hot on the post, did we? That's okay. It takes a little training over time, but I'm sure you guys will do good in the future. And she says, follow-up tips, tracking system. Yeah, have a tracking system to track the no-shows. You got to have a method for being able to keep track of those no-shows over time and follow up. And by the way, if you're consistently getting a lot of no-shows, I'll give you another strategy that you can use here. I actually learned this strategy from someone else. They suggested to actually send out a video in advance, have people watch a video. So that's something that you can do, is that you can record a video and send it to them in advance, and use it as an opportunity to encourage them to be on the call. You know, maybe there's some additional value that you can share on that video, which will encourage people. Now, the thing is, just watching a video from you helps to build additional trust and rapport and creates more interest in the information that you have to share. So, all right, one last comment there. Tom says, does TimeTrade integrate with Outlook? That's a good question. I'm not sure if it does, because you know, it integrates with Google Calendar because Google Calendar is online, but Outlook is on your computer. So I don't know if that will automatically sync up. You'd probably have to check on that through TimeTrade to see if that would integrate. But it might have a syncing process or something like that where it syncs up. But the challenge would be if you're, you know, I guess if you're always connected to the internet, that would probably work. What you don't want is where you'd add something to your Outlook calendar and where TimeTrade would be out of sync and therefore would go out and book an appointment in between. So I'm not sure how you get around that exactly, but good question. So on that note, let's go ahead and wrap up the call. I want to thank you for joining me on the call today. Hopefully you got a lot of great information. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. You can email me at rickc@ericlawfirm.com, rickc@ericlawfirm.com. Thanks for connecting. Have a great week, and God bless.